For the week of April 29th, 2024, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a doctor in clinical nutrition who lost 100 pounds by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we are talking about the topic of soybean oil and how it may cause diabetes and obesity, but the most recent research is showing that it could be changing the genetic material in our brain and not for the better.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So it's one of the most widely consumed oils because it's in so many processed foods. But it's saying that it may be linked to neurological changes in the brain that could lead to things like autism, Alzheimer's disease, anxiety, and depression.
So what makes it so bad?
Well, there's a number of things that they looked at in the study, and there actually this article that I read was it covered several different studies dating back to 2015, and then the most recent study from this year. But basically, soybean oil is it's pressed out of soybeans, and then it undergoes what is known as refining, bleaching, and deodorizing. These are called RBD, refined oils. Mm-hmm. And most of the oils that are used in processed foods are kind of prepared the same way. They're pressed, and then whatever they can't get out of the beans, they use a solvent extraction to get the rest of it out. Mm. So they use something called hexane, which is a chemical solvent. So they press out as much oil as they can get, but then there's still the parts that are still in the beans that are all mashed up. They still want to get as more oil out of that, so they use a chemical to extract that oil out. And then because the oil is somewhat unstable when it's just pressed out like that, so they tend to bleach it to get rid of impurities, and then they deodorize it because it doesn't have a very good smell.
Oh, geez.
So by the time it gets into the bottle that, you know, people are going to then use in their foods, it's fairly damaged at that point. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the molecules in soybean oil are very fragile. Mm-hmm. So they tend to go rancid easily, and that's why they bleach and deodorize, because they want to remove that rancidity. But then you have an oil that's basically very inflammatory to the body. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of known to not be a very healthy oil.
So it's how it's processed.
It's how it's processed, yeah. Now, this research was done at the University of California, Riverside, and they talked about how the soybean oil is used in for fast food frying. It's also added to packaged foods. It's fed to livestock. And then soybean oil is by far the most widely produced and consumed edible oil in the United States. Oh. And they say, in all likelihood, it is not healthy for humans. This was the researchers at UC Riverside who said this. So, and by the way, you know, if anyone's interested in kind of looking to see where does soybean oil show up, go down the aisles of the grocery store and look on the ingredient list for things like salad dressings, frozen items, snack foods, baked goods. You know, soybean oil is very proliferant in the food supply. And it is not, you know, they're saying it's not a healthy oil. They're saying it's not healthy for humans. Their study actually was conducted on mice, and they say it's certainly not good for mice. Basically, what they did was they compared mice fed three different diets that were high in fat. So basically, One group got soybean oil. Another group got a form of soybean oil where it was modified to be low in the omega-6 fatty acid, which is the one that is typically known to be the pro-inflammatory type of fat. And then the third group got coconut oil. And so what they found was that the soybean oil induces obesity and diabetes and insulin resistance and fatty liver. And then in a follow-up study in 2017, they found the same group learned that if soybean oil is engineered to take out the omega-6, which is called the linoleic acid, that it induces less obesity and less insulin resistance. However, the new research that this year found that it didn't matter whether the omega-6 was removed out or not. This time they looked at effects on the brain, and they found that the effects of soybean oil on the hypothalamus, which is where a number of critical processes take place, that this oil had pronounced effects on that, which they say the hypothalamus is important for regulating our body weight via the metabolism. It also maintains body temperature. It's important for reproduction and physical growth, as well as your response to stress. So all of these brain changes that are happening, they're finding that it's affecting people's metabolic health, meaning, you know, obesity, diabetes, heart disease. And then what they also found with this was that the mice that were fed soybean oil were, they produced much lower levels of the hormone called oxytocin, which is sometimes referred to as the love hormone. In the soybean oil fed mice, the levels of oxytocin in the hypothalamus went way down. So then they say that this is what leads to depression. So they're now saying that soybean oil could be leading to depression as well. So because of these neurological changes in the brain. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, and this is one food and it's so prevalent in the food supply. Now, of course, I've been teaching people about these types of oils for many years. And, you know, we are, this study was focusing on soybean oil, but soybean oil is one of several different types of what we call RBD, refined bleached deodorized types of oils that are used for cooking. And they're used in a lot of food products as well. So the same thing may be found, you know, at some point in the future if research is done, that corn oil maybe will do the same thing, or canola oil maybe will do the same thing, because they're all processed the same way.
This RBD.
Refined bleached and deodorized. RBD.
Boy, it sounds like there's nothing left of the original, you know, goodness.
Right. Now, interestingly, you know, this in this study, they gave one group coconut oil, and that group did not have these effects.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. So it was only the soybean oil fed mice that had these effects. So now, of course, you know, we need to go on to human trials to determine this, but it's a little harder with humans because you can't just give humans, you know, it's not that ethical to give, tell humans, here, eat, you know, this soybean oil, and then we're going to just determine whether you have brain damage.
Right.
So it would have to be more, you know, maybe in a more controlled way, to where they, maybe they could do the similar type of research where they gave them specific types of oil and then measured the markers. There was a study that I just recently read where they did that with canola oil. And this is another, now that we're talking about this, canola oil, there was a recent research study published that was also, I believe, on mice, where they showed that the they gave people just a certain amount of canola oil in a smoothie. So one group got canola oil in a smoothie. One group got a blend of oils, different ones like olive oil, coconut oil, I think sunflower oil. and then another group didn't, you know, didn't get any added oil. And they found that the canola oil subjects had brain neurological issues as well.
Wow.
So it may have to do something with the way that it's processed. Because that can, you know, they haven't quite identified the actual mechanism of what it is. Mm-hmm. In this particular study, they know it's not. It doesn't really have to do with the fact that they took the pro-inflammatory omega-6 out of that one version of the soybean oil, because they still had the brain problems even with that. So it's got to be some other mechanism that's going on.
So you have a link to this particular study?
I have a link to this, yeah. I think it's fascinating. But basically, I think what it shows and what it affirms is that, you know, the things that I learned, you know, 15 years ago and that I wrote about in my book are now coming to be shown through studies that, you know,
that
maybe
have.
Had more far-reaching consequences than we originally thought. I mean, my whole explanation was it was just we don't want to be eating these oils because they're so pro-inflammatory and they create a huge amount of free radical damage in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just all what this is leading to, is that's what's happening, is free radical damage in the body because the oils are creating, you know, they're free radicals. So they're trying to, you know, steal all of our electrons from our healthy cells and then damaging the cells.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Dee, for another informative week. Diet Science is the official podcast for Processed Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch this podcast and lots of other great podcasts and articles at processedfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.